for thinking what she should be next. At last, as she was dropping asleep, morning broke, and the sun rose. Ha! Thought she, as she woke up and looked at it through the window. After all, I cannot prevent the sun rising. At this thought, she was very angry, and wakened her husband and said, "Husband, go to the fish and tell him I must be lord of the sun and moon." The fisherman was half asleep, but the thought frightened him so much that he started and fell out of bed. "Alas, wife," said he, "can he not be easy with being pope?" "No," said she, "I am very uneasy as long as the sun and moon rise without my permission. Go to the fish at once." Then the man went shivering with fear, and as he was going down to the shore, a dreadful storm arose, so that the trees and the very rocks shook, and all the heavens became black with stormy clouds, and the lightnings played, and the thunders rolled, and you might have seen in the sea great black waves swelling up like mountains, with crowns of white foam upon their heads. And the fisherman crept towards the sea, and cried out, as well as he could, "O man of the sea, hearken to me. My wife Isabel will have her own will, and hath sent me to beg a gift of thee." "What does she want now?" said the fish. "Ah," said he, "she wants to be lord of the sun and moon." "Go home," said the fish, "to your pigsty again." And there they live to this very day. And that's the story of the golden fish. For once, Colin the Carp is happy. He's suggesting that we have another story next week called "The Brave Fish Who Slayed a Dragon and Married a Beautiful Princess." Unfortunately, Bertie says he can't quite remember that one. But don't forget, there are loads more stories on the archives at storynori.com. I'll be back with another story soon. Until then, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!
This is a cat.